Mike's on. He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of, of WFAN. That's too much rain in the forecast on this June the 6th. This is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan. What else? Another rainy day. Hey, what do you know? They swear it's going to be sunny and 90 next week. I have to see it to believe it. But that's what they say as, you know, this weather is just insane. Belmont week this week. The Belmont's actually shaped up a little better than we could have hoped for, but we'll do that later in the week. We begin, of course, as we put the NBA on hold for a day and people try to generate some kind of news out of the NBA. And that's the problem right now. The NBA right now, before I get to the Yankees and Red Sox, the NBA is actually feeling the pinch of the comparisons to the highly exciting Stanley Cup Finals, where there is just an incredible scene. And I watched that last night. Okay, I watched that open because everyone told me, you got to see what this looks like. They actually said to me, you have to go to this arena. You have to go, and it'll be the loudest arena you've ever been in. I said, you know what? I've been in some loud arena. They said, this is the loudest arena you will ever be in. So I watched the first couple of minutes before the game started, before the hockey game started. I saw Doc Emrick and Eddie O, two very nice men, good friends of mine. Watched them do their stand-up. Watched all that, saw Pierre, and then out of out of that little object that they have built on the ice, they come flying out of, and it was loud, and it was a heck of a game too, as a matter of fact, and it was a loud building. Now I don't know if it's the loudest one I've ever heard. The loudest buildings I've ever been in were the old Portland building back in the old days. The Madhouse on Madison, and actually, I've said this many times, the college building, the loudest I ever was in, was at the Lloyd Noble Center on the campus of Oklahoma University. That is the loudest basketball arena I've ever heard in my life. I never heard anything like it, and those are the three loudest, so I don't know if this can reach that. I've heard the Garden loud a couple times in the 90s, but not as loud as Chicago. Chicago was unbelievable how loud it got. And like I said, the Portland Trailblazers was even louder back in the day, in the old day, in their old building. It was unbelievable. That only building only held like 12,000 those nights, but it was crazy loud. But this was exciting, and the NBA has, I think, been a little stunned by how positive the reaction has been to the very exciting, very, you know, dramatic NHL finals, the Stanley Cup finals, and how bad things have been in the non-competitive NBA, which they'll hope for a turn for the better tomorrow night. So I think that is bothering the NBA a little bit, and people are trying to, you know, drum up some stuff, whether it's, that Durant is closing the gap on LeBron, or, you know, this is the greatest team of all time, or if it's even less important, you know, my take on Seth Curry, which seems to get a lot of attention in a lot of places. So the bottom line is, right now, the NBA needs a lot of work to get things back on an exciting pitch. They will try to do that in game number three. But first here, weather permitting, this evening, we will finally have some dramatic baseball as the Yankees and Red Sox. Anytime you say that, anytime it is as late as June, and you can put the Yankees in first and the Red Sox nipping at their heels, or vice versa, you have a series worthy of notice, a series worthy of attention, and we have that this evening at Yankee Stadium. So obviously it is still early. Obviously no one yet is making, other than Hank, making World Series reservations. Hank Steinbrenner seems to be making his already. But other than that, no one else is doing that yet. But still, you have the Yankees, you have the Red Sox. They show up, all right, you know, some of the dramatic figures of yore aren't there. But you still have some exciting young players. You had the Red Sox expectations this year. Remember how Cash had pretty much given them the division title? One now that if you notice, he's kind of yanking back by saying that his team is dangerous. But the Yankees, behind Judge, behind their interesting play, behind some of the performances they've gotten, the Yankees find themselves in first, 10 games over 500, looking down on the rest of the division, and right behind them is the Boston Red Sox, and that's where we are this evening. The storyline, of course, centers around Tanaka this evening, and will the real Tanaka sometime surface? Will the Red Sox maybe bring the best out of Tanaka? And one of the things that will be, without question, at the top of any list, if the Yankees are to maintain their lofty position on June 6th, if they are to go through the long, hot summer, and eventually this will be a long, hot summer. I know today's not a good indicator, but it will be. And there will be dog days, and there will be some days when things aren't going so well, and there'll be some moments. For the Yankees to withstand all that and make this an October to remember, or at least an October to participate in, they will need Tanaka to come to the fore. They will need Tanaka to become someone they can count on, not someone they have to avert their eyes from. And right now, that's what he's been. He has been just a very, very poor pitcher. One of the poorest starters in baseball. Pitching to an ERA over 6. The ball is leaving the ballpark in rather dramatic and quick fashion. And they need Tanaka to turn it around if they are to have the season that Yankee fans are starting little by little to kind of start to creep into their summer dreams. Now 54 games into the season, a third of the way through the campaign, the Yankees find themselves playing almost 600 baseball. Yeah, you know what? You can be picky and say they're 11-13 after their good start. That's true. But that's not terrible. I mean, you knew they weren't going to stay as hot as they were. They haven't had a real dramatic slump. Did lose 3 out of 4 to the Astros at one point. Haven't fallen on hard times at any one point. Haven't reached any crisis moment since their very, very good jump after 1-4 start that left them at 21-9. That has not happened. So the bottom line is this team that had that 20 wins in 25 games has been able to maintain almost all of that over the last 24 games. And now people have stood up and taken notice as this season has taken shape, this season that right now belongs to the Houston Astros, this season that right now belongs to the Washington Nationals, this season that before long will belong to the LA Dodgers. The Yankees want to reserve a seat on that bus. And that bus has already got a couple of people who know they're going to be there. I mean, you know, here we are in early June, and the Astros find themselves 15 games in front in their division, which I can't remember. Someone could go back on June 6th and tell me what the New York Yankees were up on June 6th back in 1998 when they went on their way to that amazing 125 wins. But I don't think they had a 15-game lead in the loss column on June 6th. I don't remember. Maybe the 84 Tigers, who are fastest out of the gate of any team I've ever seen. Mons, maybe you could tell me what the 98 Yankees were on June 6th and what the 84 Tigers were on June 6th as far as their leads. But I don't remember anybody having a 15-game lead in the loss column on June 6th, which is what the Astros maintain at the present time. And then the Nationals, of course, who have opened up a double-digit lead already in their division. So the Yankees would like to be part of that. They'd like to reserve a slot at the party. And right now they are there, and the Red Sox obviously are nipping at their heels, and that's what we get. We get the Yankees and the Red Sox in early June. The Mets trying to heal their wounds a long way from here in Texas this evening with DeGrom against an old friend, as a matter of fact. Trying to see if they can right the ship with talk of Rosario in their future. That's it. When things go bad, you start to talk about guys that are maybe on the way. So we have some questions to talk about with the Mets as far as certain guys and when they're going to arrive, like Cespedes. And I know others want to talk about Rosario, but DeGrom in Texas this evening, while the Yankees will have Tanaka on the mound against Pomerantz in their first of three against the Red Sox. The Red Sox and the Orioles before the Yankees head to the West Coast on the late hours or the, you know, moderate hours of a Sunday after they play the six games against the Red Sox and the Orioles, which should be fun this week. Anytime Boston comes to town and it's 1-2, it's fun. And that's what we have this evening. Back after this.